Again, as a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. A wild game for your team at Rhode Island on Saturday, but you're able to pull out a 31-27 victory. As you've gone back and looked at that one, talk about how that one came to an end and how impressed you were by the way your team played.
Well, first, I've got to give a lot of credit to Rhode Island. And, when you're up 24-14 the last 5 minutes of the game, and, they were able to come back and, go ahead with, some well-executed drive and then a well-executed onside kick. And, those things happen. And certainly I thought we played a very, very good game for 55 minutes. And I thought Rhode Island played well also. And then it came to really crazy things in the last 5 minutes. Don't really have all the explanations for it. I think we kept our poise when we got the ball back. And, players make plays. Sometimes coaches think we make them, but players make them. So it was a unique situation. We didn't hit a Hail Mary. We'd have hit a scramble for a touchdown. But both teams had opportunities, and it played out that way.
Well, what was the message? Obviously, your guys had to be a little shell-shocked after two touchdowns in 37 seconds, a game that you look like in hand. What was the message to the offense going on in that last drive? And then just from your vantage point on the sideline, the play that Tykel made on fourth down, just maybe talk about that whole last drive.
Well, fortunately, they missed the extra point, which put us, a field goal, and we had two timeouts. So, I think we got a little breath of fresh air when we saw the extra point missed, and we said all we need is a field goal to tie this to get this to overtime. And, and obviously as that played out, we got to a fourth and six or so at midfield, and we used our last timeout, and I don't even know how much time was on the clock, and just talked to Tyquell and said, we're going to call this play, but we need a first down. And as soon as we get the first down, we need to spike the ball because we're not going to have a ton of time left. And field goal is it. And, it's funny in speaking to him, obviously the pass rush was coming. He had saw the play before that it was open in the middle, so he stepped right slightly, ran up the field because the first down was the most important thing. And then when he started breaking to his left, sort of people converged, and I'm not so sure they took the proper angles. The routes were crossing the field the opposite way, and the next thing he's off and running. But, our kids held pretty much poised throughout that drive. I mean, they had a very good crowd. The noise was loud, and, little shocking on my end. I really didn't celebrate much. I was like, well, I guess now we got to stop them because you never know what's going to happen in this game.
Yeah. We got several questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. You guys in JMU are 1-2 in the league in run defense. When you look at JMU's offensive line on film, it's an experienced group. They've been effective in opening up that room for their rotation of backs to succeed. What would stand out the most about JMU's offensive line so far just in your evaluation of them?
Well, first, I think their commitment to running the football. Coach Cignetti is a big believer in running the football. Their offensive line coach, who I know, is a big believer in running the football. They're very well coached and obviously a physical unit. So, I think if you make the commitment to run the football and you have some of the tools in the toolbox, and they do with the backs and the offensive line, and once again, it's a philosophy, and we believe in the same philosophy. So, should be an interesting dynamics when the game starts.
Okay, and then coming off the great performance Saturday, looking at the complete body of work, how do you kind of evaluate Tuckwell's play overall through these first five games?
Well, I think it's been very interesting. It's been dynamic. He's completing for a lot of yards per completion. He's using his legs. I mean, he had two other fourth down scenarios that he got for us with his legs, one on that same drive and then one earlier in the game that set us up for a touchdown. So we've been able to utilize his athleticism. His accuracy is getting better. His decision making is getting better and better. But most importantly, I think it's confidence and leadership. When you're a young quarterback, that probably can take you to the next level. And I think that has really been able to improve. And I see it each and every day on his.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Your next question, please. Your next question is from the line of Cal Kensing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with the run game this season has been a pretty big storyline with Isaiah stepping up, but then this week with Tyson kind of adding to the mix, what does that do having now kind of a fourth guy who's able to contribute in that run game?
Yeah, are you talking about Tyson Lawton?
Yeah,
he's he was injured unfortunately in preseason quite a bit, and then in the first game got a ankle sprain. Having him part of the thing is positive. You know, we came out of summer practices, and we thought between him, Isaiah, and Sabah, we'd have a really thing, and then we lost him for a few games. But having him back healthy, he's a physical runner. He's a 215-pound kid that plays with great pad level and has explosive speed. So I think. When you talk about the three running backs and the quarterback, that's sort of like JMU, a little hard to defend, different type of things.
And then going back to Tyquell a little bit, you mentioned his legs on those fourth down plays, not just the touchdown, but just in general. What about him gives him that kind of poise and able to read those situations and make those big plays in those kind of high-pressure situations?
Yeah, he was a high school quarterback that won a high school championship. Maybe a little under recruited because of his arm delivery. It was a little quirky and people looked at that. But, you saw his athleticism. And when he got here, it was all about learning the college game. And I think fortunately for him, we had a quarterback in place and he was able to, step back and improve his skill level. His skill level now is improved. As far as throwing the ball, and he's obviously developed his body from a 180-pound kid to a 205-pound kid. Probably grew a little bit height-wise, so there's a physicality to where he actually runs with the ball also.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Chuck, just to you, having played Ben DiNucci last year and getting ready to face him, again Saturday, what stands out to you? What are the biggest differences that you noticed about him from last year to this year?
Obviously, I think he's benefiting from the run game. He's really, really accurate last year and accurate this year. I know he had a couple of slip-ups in a couple of games in New Hampshire and Colgate game, but I don't really think that was a body of work to judge him by. I think he's got escapability. He makes plays with his feet. He puts the ball where it's supposed to be. He's a real good long ball threat, especially on the outside. And he seems to have a great handle of the offense and the scheme. And, this thing, because he originally, before he went to his one at school, he committed to my brother at Penn and was going to Penn. And then the new staff there at Pitt stole him away. So my brother and I have talked about that quite frequently.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Adam Peck with Brooklyn.
Hi, Coach. Good morning. Obviously, looking ahead to the JMU game, this is the first time in 5, maybe 6 years that James Madison has come to Long Island. How big of a difference does that make, over last year's game, which was already, obviously, a really close contest for 60 minutes?
Well, I think we're excited about playing home games. I think, obviously, just the way the schedule fell is we played them early, then we didn't have them. Then when they came back on, we drew them in the playoffs, which was down there. And then last year, obviously, there. So it's been a while, obviously. Teams play well. The CA this year has been successful on the road, so we'd like to say it's a home field advantage, but it's not necessarily showing out each and every week. So, our preparation will be the same, and certainly, they just went to Elon and played a real good Elon team, and one, so they'll be prepared, and I'm not so sure. We'll take her for a tour of the Long Island Expressway. Hopefully, they'll hit some traffic.
And looking back to the game against Rhode Island, you mentioned poise, you know, in terms of that last drive of the game. You know, this is the third time in as many seasons that you've had a touchdown in the final, 90 seconds of the game to go ahead. You know, obviously, there's a bit of this you can drill, but just how big is it to see this year in, year out? At least, you know, seemingly once a year you get this kind of last second score.
We actually talked about that right after the game. As you alluded to, we had it against Maine for the win. Albany last year, unfortunately, they came back, and then this year. But, you know, we practice it. We talk about football games being a full four-quarter game, and you got to play the last tick on the clock. And, you know, I think our kids do believe that we can accomplish things. Once again, there's a lot of reasons why those things happen, and but you certainly have to work on it and believe in it.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
All right, Chuck. Thanks so much for your time, as always, this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care.